This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the Triple Crown final race of the season. The Belmont Stakes, the 157th running from Saratoga, New York. Post time 7:03. Fox has your coverage for you today. Thunderstorms earlier in the day have actually canceled a few races, but it's supposed to be good the rest of the way. And we, of course, are getting you ready here for the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes here. 8 horses in the field. Ryan Hasenauer, the VP of Business Development, and of course, horse racing expert, going to join us at 3:30 to go through each of the 8 horses. So if you're looking for information on who to bet today, be sure that you're with us here at the bottom of the hour when Ryan comes back. Brian Colzio with you here, hour number 2. We're with you until 5. We're live in the Park Place room here at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel doing our normal Triple Crown series show. And as we do every year, we always like to get the voice of the Bisons on once during our Triple Crown shows to talk some baseball. My good buddy Pat Malacaro joining me now live from Syracuse, where the Bisons are playing tonight. Pat, good afternoon. How are you?
Brian, great to chat with you as always. And funny, you know, race in Saratoga. We're not that far away here in Syracuse, a little bit closer. So, it's a warm day here in Syracuse. No thunderstorms like they've had in Saratoga today. It's beautiful here.
That's good. And 2 more games left in this series. The teams have split so far, Syracuse and Buffalo, Pat. And I know last night's a game that you'd like to forget, but in general, this team has been playing a little better lately. I know when you and I were seeing each other toward the end of Sabres season there with the Bisons, they had not gotten off to a good start. Have you been at least happy with at least the latest trends here if we're going to maybe clump the last month or so together?
Yeah, I think so. And part of the reason why it was such a slow start was, for a lot of good reasons, guys like Alan Roden, who was a player of the month in the International League last year in August, really was a revelation, and at spring training forced his way onto the Blue Jays opening day roster. And when was in the big leagues for the first month of the year, struggled a little bit. He came back to Buffalo and again tore the cover off the ball, hit .375, and he's back in the big leagues now. Davis Schneider, who struggled out of the gate this year, didn't really play much for Toronto, came down, was optioned when the Bisons were in Syracuse in April. He started to get it going offensively, and injuries and other things have happened. And oh, by the way, he's back in the big leagues now. So some of the players that we maybe expected to be here aren't, and that was a reason for the troubles. But, you know, once you get a month or so into the season, some other players start to emerge. A shortstop who began the year in Double A, was picked up in a trade last year from the Cubs, Josh Rivera, who's been an excellent shortstop, has been a revelation for this Bison team this year. So as other players have maybe gotten other opportunities, some other players have filled those roles and have started to do it admirably.
So, Pat, we know, as you mentioned there, the record's been better as of late. Bisons are 24-35. How close are we to that halfway point? Is it around when the Major League All-Star game is there in early July when they do the half point reset for the International League?
That's the thing, Brian. It's crazy. We are within 2 weeks of the end of the first half, nearly 70.
Okay, so it is closer then, yeah.
Yeah, the Bisons had two games canceled off the schedule early in the year, so they'll only play 73 out of the 75 in the first half. But tonight will be game number 60 out of 75, so or 73. So, you know, 13 games after today to end the first half, the Bisons have been eliminated from the first half contention, but that's the nice thing. And that was I'm glad you led me there, because it was kind of the next thing thought in my mind was the schedule resets to 0-0 for the second half. So when Lehigh Valley comes to town in two homestands, Buffalo has Columbus next week, we'll go on the road to Worcester for a week, ending the first half, and then Lehigh Valley, who's currently leading the first half standings, they'll come to Buffalo and the standings reset. So you've got an opportunity, if you're a team like Buffalo that got in such a deep hole in the first half, well, now you can start fresh. Tomorrow, Adam Mako, a left-hander who made his AAA debut at the end of last year, is coming off the injured list. He was activated yesterday. He'll start tomorrow. So, again, you want to talk about some signs that the Bisons are maybe turning a corner. Guys that have had good AAA experience, and even a player like Leo Jimenez, who's been injured again. He dealt with an illness to start the year, missed the first month and a half. He's on the injured list right now, dealing with a little bit of a sore arm. He should be coming back in a week or so. So, again, more signs that once the second half starts at the end of late part of June here, then the Bisons might have something going.
Yeah, and there's a half dozen teams here from Charlotte, Scranton, Syracuse, Buffalo, Norfolk, Rochester that are all very close in the standings, Pat. So I know, as you said, they're not going to win the first half. Lehigh Valley looks to be on its way to doing that. They could at least finish in the top half, which from after the first month of the season, if I'm the Herd, I'm feeling pretty good about kind of maybe feeling good of, hey, what could be here in the second half for us if we keep playing well?
I agree with you, and I think back to just a couple of years ago in 2023, the way that the first half kind of is shaking out the way that this year's first half is. And in the second half of that season, the Bisons had the benefit of playing teams that were their equal, and they kept getting the better of them. The way that Buffalo took 4 out of 6 from Charlotte last week, they played Worcester really tough a couple of weeks ago at home when the WooSox had not only Roman Anthony, but also Marcelo Meyer, who's in the big leagues now. The Bisons really held those two players in check. So as you talk about building some confidence going to the second half, if you can do that with another win or two this week and a Columbus team that's maybe a little bit better than you in the standings, but you'll see them again in the second half again when Buffalo goes to Columbus as well. Now you've maybe got something really rolling, and then you talk about getting off to a good start in the second half, setting yourself up for being in the conversation of a potential playoff spot, and now you really have something going.
Pat Malacara with us here on WGR. He's in Syracuse where the Bisons are playing the Mets tonight. 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, 6:35. First pitch. You can hear it on the Bet 1520 on our sister station. Pat, I keep mentioning, yeah, the first half, the second half we're talking about here, but it's still somewhat fairly new for what AAA baseball is doing. So I guess maybe I'm sure there are people listening that don't aren't familiar with the newer format, I guess I would call it here. Can you explain to everybody how it works with the reset at the halfway point and how ultimately the quote champions are crowned?
Sure, and this is a philosophy that has been used at the lower levels for many years, because in the old setup of the draft in late June, you'd see a lot of players graduate up to another level, and it was for the competitive balance of the lower levels of the minor league. So similar idea. After 75 games, the International League will have one team that is the league winner. So the best record of the 20 teams in the International League will win the first half, and after those 75 games, the standings reset to 0-0. So you've got 75 more games in the second half, and whoever has the best record in that second half will then play the first half winner at the first half winner's site. So if Lehigh Valley holds on to their lead in the first half, they would host a best-of-three playoff series at the end of September. The winner of that best-of-three series will play the winner of the Pacific Coast League. Same thing. They have a 75-game first half and a 75-game second half. The winner of the Pacific Coast League's best-of-three playoff series will meet the International League winner in Las Vegas for a one-game winner-take-all. Last year, Omaha represented the International League. They lost to Sugar Land, while the year before, I know a team you're very familiar with, Brian, the Norfolk Tides, who are the AAA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. That was the Jackson Holliday. You know, there was Jordan Westberg. That was the top prospect-heavy Norfolk team that won the International League and then won the overall AAA National Championship in the 2023 season.
Yeah, Norfolk behind the Bisons in the standings. They, just like their parent Orioles, not having the season that they were hoping to have. Pat, by the way, I love when you always tweet out your pictures of your travels around minor league ballparks, because, you know, you and I are both, we love venues and stadiums and seeing all the cool intricacies and that. So everybody should be, you should be following Pat at PatWGR on Twitter. Pat, tell us maybe just, you know, some of the cool spots that you've gotten to see this year. I know every year maybe you get to a newer ballpark or a new city in the minor leagues here. What's been maybe some of your best broadcast views from this year?
Yeah, this year's been unique because in the first half of the season, I've been to three new cities, two of which are new to the Bisons this year. In the first full road trip of the year, Buffalo went to Memphis, a team that had never been in the same AAA league as Buffalo since the Bisons returned to AAA baseball in 1985. So it was fun to go down to Memphis, Tennessee for the first time, see some of the sights of whether it be the National Civil Rights Museum and everything in Memphis, some of the great music scene down there. Then you talk about the Bisons playing the in Des Moines against the Iowa Cubs. I know you're a Bisons fan growing up, Brian. In the old Internet American Association days, the Iowa Cubs were a longtime opponent of the Bisons. So a chance for Buffalo to go back to Iowa for just the second time since the split in 1997. And then the other place, a new affiliate in minor league baseball, the St. Paul Saints. They were unaffiliated for so many years, independent league team famously, but now they're the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. You know, you get the Twin Cities right there in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So got to go there for the first time. Such a unique venue. You kind of feel some of the independent league nature of the St. Paul Saints, but now melded with minor league baseball and, you know, the pitch clock and things like that. And if anybody has been out to the Twin Cities, maybe you've been to Minneapolis, not St. Paul, you know they're right next to each other. They're about 20-minute car ride. So, funny enough, the Baltimore Orioles were in Minnesota when we were in St. Paul, so had a chance to catch up with our old friend Ben Wagner, who's now with the Baltimore Orioles broadcast team. And what a beautiful ballpark that the Twins have as well. So I don't see enough baseball in 148 games, so I had to see at least one more game while I was on the road. For those that follow along.
I love the pictures. Keep them coming. Pat, so obviously some of the call-ups up to Toronto, the Blue Jays are playing pretty well as of late. If the playoffs started today, they would be one of the wild cards. They're tied with the Rays and the Twins. But Toronto, Pat, is hot. They've won 8 of their last 10. I know, obviously, you're engrossed in the Bison season here and covering AAA and in the International League, but I know you obviously pay attention to the Blue Jays too. What's been working well for them lately?
Yeah, I think the ability of Alejandro Kirk and Tyler Heineman, who Heineman had a hand in the offense today already for Toronto, really has been a steadying force. You think about Danny Jansen, who was a Bison for about a year and a half earlier on in his career. He was the mainstay catcher for Toronto. Kirk was an all-star catcher a couple of years ago, but really had fallen back a little bit in terms of the offense he provided. When you're getting the offense out of Kirk and even Tyler Heineman, and then add in players that have been called up like Addison Barger, who now has 7 home runs, and somebody that can play the infield, but you don't really have a need for him there, so he can play the outfield for you, that versatility. At the start of the year, George Springer was playing really well. He's kind of leveled off a little bit, but he's given them a spark when they've needed it. So it's been a year where it's been a bounce-back year. Last year was a disappointment. There's no doubt about it. Not making the postseason. And then where would you fit in this year? The Red Sox missed out on the playoffs by just a couple of games last year. They were probably going to take a step forward, so you had to compete with them. You had to compete with Tampa Bay, which they are right now. I know, by the way, the AL Central looks like it is a juggernaut this year between Detroit, Minnesota, and even Cleveland in the mix as well. So I think for the Blue Jays, they've just done a really nice job. When things have been going right, it's been different pieces, not just one aspect of the game kind of holding them through so far.
Blue Jays are in Minnesota for a series with the Twins this weekend. Now, you mentioned the Red Sox. Their record's disappointing, and yes, my Orioles record is disappointing. Would those two maybe be the headliners for the biggest disappointment so far here in the American League?
I think so, and going into the year, I kind of figured the AL Central might be a tough one because you've got, with Detroit, Tarik Skubal, and then adding Jack Flaherty back this year. Would you get one or two wild cards out of the Central? It looks like, as of right now, you know, they'll get one. But certainly I thought if you were competing for a wild card spot against teams in the American League East, Boston would be the one you'd be fighting with. And especially the way that they They faded at the end of last season, there's no doubt about it, but they were a team on the upswing, and adding Walker Buehler in the offseason, it's been a disappointment. And I don't know if folks have seen The Clubhouse, the show on Netflix. I thought it was really well done. A delicate balance for Alex Cora with some of the personalities on that Red Sox team. But they're a young team that really looked like they were on their way up, and I think in the second half of the year, they might be the team to watch in terms of, you know, maybe a little bit of a shakeup to get things going, and they could be just a 6-7 game winning streak away from being right back in the conversation.
Pat Malacaro, voice of the Bisons, he's in Syracuse tonight, where the Syracuse and Buffalo will play. 6:35 on the Bet 1520. We'll ask Pat a little bit about what's coming up at Salem Field here in just a moment. While we have a few more minutes left, Brian Colesdale here live at Batavia Downs Gaming for our Belmont show. It's the great bourbon and whiskey fest today at Batavia Downs. Starts at 4:30 here in the Park Place room. You can get tickets right on site if you walk in the door here at Batavia Downs. Pat, if you're a New York baseball fan, times are good. The Yankees have the second best record in the American League, and the Mets have the best record in the National League. So we may get to see both New York City teams in the postseason this year.
Yeah, and when you add Juan Soto in the offseason, really, the Mets, not only did you know they were going for it already with some of the moves that Steve Cohen has made previously, adding veterans at the trade deadline for depth, but you add in the general manager and David Stearns and his ability to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To get the most out of the talent in Milwaukee, then you add the payroll that Steve Cohen is able to add in New York. And certainly this Mets team is built not just for this year but for many years. And even we see it here in Syracuse with some of the top pitching prospects. If there is a pitcher that maybe is going to move on to a different opportunity in the big leagues, then you've got guys down here, guys like Blade Tidwell or Brandon Sproat who pitched yesterday. Look, and I thought it was an interesting conversation being had on MLB Network about a week ago. Just some of the optics of the fact that the Mets were able to land the top prospect, top offseason free agent prospect in Juan Soto over the Yankees. So not only do you offer him the most money, but it's also you finally get one over the other team that's seemingly had the better of you forever. So a lot of that back and forth between the fan bases, I'm sure, has been pretty fun over this first couple of months.
I, you know, was half kidding on Twitter. I know I shared the tweet with you, but they showed a picture of the attendance down in South Florida, Pat, with the Marlins and the Rockies, and it was like, I think they said 137 people in the stands. I can't imagine it was that low, but it looked a very, 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 very low number. And I said, hey, let's move the Marlins to Buffalo. Let's get Major League Baseball here. And, of course, you know, everybody, some of them would be like, yes, let's do it. That'd be great. The debate back and forth of, hey, could Buffalo have a Major League team? Of course, we would all love that. But, Pat, you mentioned with Soto and the money that the Mets threw at him here. We see the success of how smaller market teams in the NFL can compete. Look at the Bills are a huge example of this, how they're able to afford Josh Allen. They're able to compete on a big stage with some of these other bigger cities. Look at the NBA. You've got Oklahoma City and Indiana in the finals. You've got Florida and Edmonton in the finals. Like, these are not big market teams generating the most revenue in their sport. To baseball, will we see the, quote, smaller markets or the markets that maybe aren't willing to spend as much? Is the gap going to keep widening here? Do you think at some point Major League Baseball is going to have to go to some sort of harder cap? What are you thinking here in terms of as the money keeps growing on maybe how the future flies for that?
I think the ability to use analytics will be that much greater. And I say this as somebody who really tries to marry the numbers with the eye test. And you know me well enough, and listeners do. You have to be able to watch and see with your eyes that it matches up with the numbers in a lot of respects. But really, baseball is the one sport. You go back since its inception, numbers have always been a part of the game. It's how do you use them the best? In what ways can you quantify and calculate? Whether it be Bill James and what he was able to do, I grew up an Oakland A's fan, and the fact that, you know, Moneyball and what Billy Beane did really revolutionized a lot of the analytical data that is being used these days. A team like Cleveland, I think, is the example. They have done really well in terms of retaining the players they saw best between the eye test and the numbers. They draft really well. And when you have a guy like Jose Ramirez, when you invest in him, you invest the right way. So if you take the Cleveland model, I think the Oakland model years ago was a good one. I would also argue that, look, Moneyball's philosophy is it can only get you to the playoffs. From that point on, it's kind of a crapshoot. And Oakland, unfortunately, for someone who may have grown up an A's fan like myself, haven't won a World Series since Moneyball came around. So I think it only takes you so far, but I do think the greater emphasis on using analytics and the analysis to go with the eye test will be that much greater. And sure, teams like Toronto will invest in players like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but how do you fill out the talent around them as well? And how do you invest in the right talent, I think, is such a big key for teams that want to compete. Look at Kansas City. I mean, they've been able to compete a little bit in their division against some juggernauts. You look at other teams throughout baseball. I think St. Louis, having shed some of their salary and a Paul Goldschmidt, they've retained Nolan Arenado, but they've kind of taken a step back from those big contracts. How do we invest in our draft talent and some of our homegrown talent, mixing in some free agents? And I think that's the way to win in the future.
Yeah. All right, Pat, before we let you go, we really appreciate your time here. I know you got a broadcast to get ready for. The Bisons have some really cool theme nights coming up, including next Sunday, a chance for fathers and their kids to play catch on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a jam-packed homestand, like always, with a six-game series starting Tuesday at 6:35. And a note for fans that maybe are coming out to the ballpark, now that we've passed the Memorial Day holiday, the weeknight games will be starting at 6:35 across the board. So that means Tuesday through Saturday, 6:35 starts. Wednesday is a Win It Wednesday where fans can actually win game-used broken bats, game-used jerseys that have been autographed, things like that, throughout the course of the day. On Thursday, it's another dog day at the ballpark where fans can bring their four-legged friends, get in for free with the purchase of a general admission ticket, and the Bisons will wear their throwback jerseys for that Thursday. And then, as you mentioned, Sunday, a lot of stuff between then, like fireworks on Friday and the Friday Night Bash, but Father's Day on Sunday, first 2,000 fans through the gates at the ballpark, get a logo baseball presented by ECMC, and then they'll have an opportunity, just like always, to run the bases, the kids will, after the game, and then stay and play catch with dad on the field. So a unique opportunity for fans who maybe want to come out for Father's Day. You get the logo baseball. You can use it on the field afterwards and say you played catch with dad at the Salem Field outfield.
Awesome. Yeah, Bisons.com if you want to get tickets for that. And Pat, we should also mention, too, for Bandit fans out there, I know there's a Bandits night coming up toward the end of the month, and then the big annual great event, the BPO, on July 3rd.
Yeah, lacrosse night will be June 26th. That'll be a fun night again. More details to come on that. The BPO, the 29th annual Independence Eve celebration with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. It's such a tradition in downtown Buffalo. You know, the game will be played. The biggest fireworks show of the year will be afterwards. The BPO program is still being set. I know we'll have a lot of details coming out on that. So fans that want to come out for that annual tradition, you can actually get a BPO family pack, which comes with four tickets, hot dog and drink voucher. Maybe you got a bigger family than four. You can add and customize the pack a little bit as well, and you get a gift shop coupon as well. So a lot of good stuff for fans to come out to the ballpark, because we all know baseball is a summer activity, and we hope to see everyone at the ballpark.
For sure. And just personally, Pat, whoever has been in charge of the fireworks over the last season or so, kudos to them. They have been just awesome. Like, they've always been good, but I'm going to say, like, they've turned into elite fireworks displays. So I know you're always doing post-game duties. Maybe you don't get to see them. They've been awesome. So if anybody loves fireworks, go on a Friday night. They've been really good.
I appreciate that. And also, Brian, one other thing I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, for the fans that may be listening, tuning in across the border, I know we have a great fan base in listeners in Southern Ontario on WGR as well. You know, a lot of times we have the promotion of At Par through the first month or so of the year. We've actually extended the At Par promotion through the end of the season. So any of our Canadian friends that maybe haven't come down since the border reopened a couple of years ago and have been thinking about a reason to come down to a Bisons game and see some top prospects, well, now you can do so at par. If you head to Bisons.com, you can find out more. But that'll go on now through the entire season instead of ending now.
All right. Really good promotion there. So we encourage our Canadian friends to come down and watch. Pat, who's winning the Stanley Cup Final, Edmonton or Florida? It's been great so far.
Yeah, I think Edmonton, this is their year. I think that the last year losing in Game 7 really really hardened and solidified this team a little bit. Certainly not having Zach Hyman hurts, but, you know, what great first two games they've been. Expect to knock him down, drag him out series. Physical, tough, everything you want in a series. I think Edmonton gets it done. I mean, it's been, since 1993, since we've seen a Canadian team lift the cup. So I think this year finally, after a couple of times now, the cup being lifted in Canada by American teams, the Oilers probably get it done.
Yeah, it'd be great for the league. I think if McDavid is the one that gets to raise it, they're the star of the league. He's just been tremendous all year. Well, Pat, appreciate all the insight. Good luck with the broadcast today. Again, Bisons.com for those that want to get tickets. And, Pat, we will chat again soon. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
Okay, Pat Mullicarl, live from Syracuse, where the Syracuse Mets and the Buffalo Bisons tonight, 6:35, first pitch on the bet. 15:20 again, the Bisons returning home. Weather's good now. Yeah, you want to go back down to Salem Field. Every time I go, I'm like, yep, I should be coming more. Now, our start the homestand Tuesday the 10th and running through Father's Day. And a lot of good stuff, as Pat mentioned there, too. So if you want to get tickets for that, Bisons.com. All right, time out here. When we come back from our Belmont show here at Batavia Downs, Ryan Hasenauer will rejoin us. We'll run through the entire field, one by one, of the eight-horse race of the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes. Post time 7:03. Fox has the TV coverage at 4. But we're going to give you the insight from Ryan and his expertise when we return right here, live from Batavia Downs Gaming. I'm Brian Colziel here on WGR. Four is the time. We welcome you back here on WGR. We are live at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel inside the Park Place Room, where the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest is going to get going here in less than an hour. If you want to get tickets, you can just come right here to Batavia Downs. Walk right in and get them for today. They've got not only the great bourbon and whiskey samplings for you here too, but some other good snacks and goodies along the way. You can get free program, and I might as well bring Ryan Hasenauer in here.
Yes,
to
I'm
tell you
keenly
what,
watching yes. the seventh race at Saratoga here. We I told that story on air literally not yes. even 10 or whatever an hour ago.
Yeah,
about how I like this one horse that had. You know, sloppy track in his past. I got one right now, the three-horse surveillance. He's in third place. Let's see if he tries to kick here for the line.
Now he's in second.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, back to third.
Come on, three. It's exciting stuff. I mean, look at, you know, you can go anywhere you want on a date, right? You can go to the movies. You can go to a restaurant. But Tavia Downs got it all, man. I mean, we've got it all here. You could just come on out and enjoy just all kinds of great stuff happening.
You got a good
here.
Restaurant. I've been yeah. into it. I love going to Fortune. It's a good spot.
What is this coming in? 5-6?
I don't think you're getting the three. Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. I have other horses. 5-6, what did it come in? 5-6 what? 5-6-2? 5-6-2.
You got it covered?
5-6-2. The six came second. I did not have it covered. It's one of those. That's I think, and that's why they call it gambling.
That's right.
Hey, but you know what? That was a lot of fun that I just had watching that, hoping that the three was going to come good. Looks like he kind of faded at the end there. But you know what? That's what happens sometimes on these sloppy tracks. They can't get all the way to the end. But that's all right. We've still got lots of other. Look at all these guys. They're showing the owners that are on the side of the. Course there. They must have won their first race or something like that. This was a big race. The one that just went off was a $400,000 stakes race, which is a big deal. So,
all right.
Very exciting stuff. So we got to talk about the 13th race, though, Brian. Forget the 7th race.
Okay.
We got to talk about the 13th race.
All right. You ready to go through it?
Yes. Let's go through the horses for the 157th Belmont Stakes.
All right. 8 horses in the field. Get your pen and paper here. Ryan is going to give you notes on each one of the horses, and then you can sit back and decide which one you want to put your wager on here today. Okay, horse 1, 10-1. It's Hill Road.
Yes, now Hill Road's got Irad Ortiz Jr., one of the absolute best jockeys out there going right now. Chad Brown is the trainer. You know, this closing horse, he's a closing horse. He was third in the BC Juvenile, which of course everyone knows, well maybe you don't, but I'm going to tell you right now, with the Breeders' Cup has their race. They have races for two-year-olds, juvenile horses they call them. Whoever wins that race is kind of anointed as the favorite for the Kentucky Derby the following year. He was third in that race. Now, he ended up winning the Peter Pan Stakes, which was on the 10th of May, which was about a week after the Derby happened. And he's bred to run the distance, but he's still going to want that fast, early pace, being a closer horse. Irad Ortiz, as I mentioned, has won the Belmont Stakes twice. And with the speed figure of 99, I'm thinking he might be maybe third or fourth choice, but I don't think he's got what it takes to get the win or even second place today.
All right, the two horse, which is the favorite right now. This is the winner of the Derby. It's Sovereignty at 2-1.
Yes, with Junior Alvarado. Bill Mott, of course, is the trainer. This is a closing horse. He was the winner of the Kentucky Derby, as you mentioned, coming from all the way from 16th, 17th to win the Run for the Roses. He'll want to stay closer to the front than he did in the Kentucky Derby. Now, that's not going to be a problem because you're going to have a lot less traffic going on here today.
Right.
So with less horses to deal with, he's still going to be looking for that fast, early pace, though, because he's going to want those horses at the front to tire. So he's going to probably do a closing stalking type of situation here today.
All right. We go to the horse that is third. Horse 3, 6-1, Rodriguez.
Hall of Famer Mike Smith on the back. And, of course, this is Bob Baffert's horse, Brian. This horse was supposed to race in the Kentucky Derby. Got a foot bruise. Skipped it. Then was maybe going to possibly be pointed towards the Preakness. Skipped that, too. He ended up being the fourth choice favorite, which, of course, you can see from your free program at your local OTB branch that he is the fourth choice favorite here today. He's a pace setter, though. He's going to want to go to the front like he did in the Wood Memorial when he started at the rail and then right went to the first. He's got the best speed figure of anybody in this race at 1:11 in his last race. So he is truly the speed in this race. We will see if he's got what it takes to be left in the tank as they turn for home.
Yeah, Mike Smith has done great. He's won this Belmont Stakes 3 times, so we know we can get it done.
Absolutely.
All right, 4, the horse that is wearing number 4 today. Uncaged, and this would be one of the long shots at 30-1.
Yeah, Luis Saez rides. Todd Pletcher, of course, is your trainer here today. He's a stalking horse, going to sit just off the lead if he can. His last race was the Peter Pan Stakes. Not a great day. Ended up finishing all the way back in 6 out of 9 horses. The jockey that day for him is on a different horse. He's not even riding in this race. Caramouche is not even the jockey for any other horse in this Belmont Stakes race. So he's changing jockeys. He doesn't really have the speed figures. Saez has won the Belmont 2 times, though. And his two wins, though, keep an eye on this, his two wins, though, were on a muddy track. So, you know, he did well. It looks like it was back in April at Aqueduct, and then at Saratoga he raced on a muddy track all the way back in August of last year when he was a two-year-old, and he did end up winning. But that was a long time ago, Brian. I mean, August seems like forever ago. So we'll have to see if he's able to do anything here.
And the track is improving, right? The weather is getting better, so you'd expect that it maybe wouldn't be labeled sloppy by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I would think that by the time this rolls around, they're going to be doing some manicuring. They're not going to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's many races going on, so they're going to be able to get this kind of all set. I'm very excited to see really what kind of work these folks do who are on the grounds crew at Saratoga to kind of get this back the way they need to be.
Okay, we go to horse 5, 15-1, Crudo.
Yeah, Crudo is a 15-1, but again, you know, the Sir Barton was his last race at a mile and a 16th, and he finished first. John Velasquez is on his back. He's won his last two races, though. That's pretty exciting. He's also going to be a pace setter, so you'll see the 3 and the 5 duel right at the beginning and go right out to the front. His last race at a mile and 16th was actually on the undercard at Pimlico for the Preakness Stakes. So he raced on Preakness Day, so he's got the 3 weeks' worth of rest, but he... didn't race actually in the Preakness Stakes. He is the son of Justify, the 2018 Triple Crown winner. So he's got a lot of great breeding. And of course, John Velasquez on his back. Oh my goodness. One of the absolute best jockeys of all time.
We go to the 6 horse. This is one of the favorites, and 4-1, it's Baeza.
As we mentioned at the top of the show here, Brian, Baeza wasn't even supposed to race in the Kentucky Derby. He was also eligible, but with Rodriguez bowing out, he was able to get in and really wowed everybody with what he was doing. He had started in the 19th pole, because, of course, he's the number 21 horse. He was 15th at one point and then rallied all the way up and just was like a neck behind journalism for third. So Baeza did finish third in the Kentucky Derby. His other loss, though, was also to journalism. So this horse has faced off against journalism twice, and he lost to him twice. So one wonders, can you still bet him today? You should include him definitely third and fourth, maybe even second. But a lot of my bets, I've got him probably third or fourth. Does have Big Brown, who won the Breeder or the Belmont Stakes, or excuse me, not the Belmont Stakes. He won the Derby and the Preakness way back there in the early 2000s. So we'll see what happens there.
All right, 7 horse again. One of the favorites here. Is it the favorite? Right, journalism 8-5 here.
Yeah,
who of course was first at the Preakness.
First at the Preakness, second at the Kentucky Derby. You know, one wonders. You know, there's the argument about, well, is these things too close together? We had a great discussion about it talking the other day, and I've talked in a couple of podcasts about, you know, people have all these different ideas of what they need to do. But you know what, folks? They ran these horses in the 70s and 80s, and they did it. And there's no reason why they can't do it now. From a marketing standpoint, I'd love to space the races out, make it that much more of a spectacle every time you do it. But if you want to keep to the true fashion of, you know, and the tradition of horse racing, you keep it the way it is. So journalism got hot, stayed hot, got better, won the Preakness. So we'll see what happens. He had difficult trips in both of these races, though, Brian. He had to kind of battle. He had a bid 5 wide in the Kentucky Derby, and he was through tight, as they say, when he was going from 6th to 3rd to 1st in the Preakness Stakes. A lot less horses out there, Brian. And if he's allowed to run free, maybe he runs right up to the winning spot.
All right. Some journalism there at horse 7. I'm sure that'll be a part of your picks coming up next hour.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Let's go to the final horse. Another long shot here. The 8 horse, Heart of Honor, at 30-1.
Now, this is a great story. This is a great story here with Heart of Honor, the long shot. You got a father-daughter combo here. The daughter is the jockey. The dad is the trainer. It's absolutely fantastic.
Sweet.
You know, the speed figure's a little bit suspect. The speed figures aren't great. 97 speed figure in the Preakness, finishing 5th out of 9 horses, which isn't great. Again, this horse is Great Britain bred, but, of course, is doing a lot of things over in Dubai is where he's racing. So we've got to just, you know, take a look and keep that in mind. And I just don't know if he's got the speed figures to make this happen. So,
but if you're looking, there's 2 long shots in here, right? Uncaged, the 4, and Heart of Honor, the 8. What would be, if you had to pick one of the two, for those that like to really bet the long shots, which one do you like more?
I would say that if you're talking for Heart of Honor, what was the other one you just said?
And Uncaged. They're both the huge long shots at 30-1.
I would say Uncaged would be the one I would look at a little bit more, only because Uncaged had the wins on a muddy field. And if we do end up not having real good track by the time 7 o'clock rolls around, that would be the person I'd probably put a little bit of money on. They actually have the live odds up right now, the win pool. You got 12-1. Sovereignty's up to 3-1. Baeza's at 3-1. Still 9-5 for journalism. Still the favorite there. So,
yeah. Yeah, so journalism and sovereignty, definitely right now the top two in terms of the betting favorites. And we'll see how that plays out over the course of the next few hours. As we know, with horse betting, it changes. It's not like you can lock it in if you're at the track. It does change all the time here. So
yeah, absolutely. You can make your wagers. You can, you know, take a look. And we've got a lot of time here, Brian, before the whole thing happens. So you can just take a look.
That's right. All right, Ryan.
All right.
What's going on here with Bourbon and Whiskey Fest?
Well, we got a few people that are trying to wander in here, and I'm trying to get the attention of my
staff.
Do you
need to go take care of it?
No, it'll be okay. We're going to get these people out of here because I don't know what they think they're doing, just kind of hanging out here.
Maybe they want to hear the radio show.
I guess that's probably.
That's probably it.
The power of WGR is unbelievable. That's what's going on here. So, but we are going to open the doors at 4:30. That's when everyone actually is allowed into the room. And then once we got that going on, no, that door's not going to work, ma'am.
Nope.
We're going to have to, we got to get something at the door. There's actually, Brian, this is unbelievable. There's a giant thing that's preventing people. They just walked right around it. Anyway.
Well, different rules, probably.
Different rules for different folks, I guess. So we're just very excited about enjoying having people out here for the Bourbon Fest. When we actually do open the doors, Brian, and they are able to come in at
4:30.
4:30, please. Yes. Old Forester, our friends from Jack Daniels are here headlining what is already full. I'm seeing all the vendors are here. And we love when vendors show up early. Let me tell you, anybody that runs an event out there who runs all these event spaces in Buffalo, nothing warms your heart more than seeing all the vendors here way ahead of time, in position, and ready to accept people as soon as you actually open the doors. I can see we got the chips here with a little bit of dip, and I know we got some meatballs, and we got some pretzel bites, and we got all kinds of stuff ready and raring to go for these people when they get here at 4:30. Can't wait.
You mentioned about, going on a date, you got all these different things here.
Yeah.
Batavia Downs has more than just horse racing, but let's talk about horse racing for a minute. It starts in, mid-July here?
Yeah, mid to late July, we're back, and we've got everybody coming in for, the races are going to be Saturdays, Wednesdays, a couple of Thursdays in there. Fridays don't start until, of course, after the wonderful concert series has concluded. And one thing I should also mention, which is super exciting, is just a couple of weeks ago, and I think we mentioned it at the Preakness as well, we were awarded here at Batavia Downs the Knight of Champions. So all New York bred standardbred horses, standardbred just means harness horses, for all New York bred standardbred horses, there is a championship day, kind of like a mini Breeders' Cup, that only takes place with the New York bred horses, and Batavia Downs secured the bid to be the host of that on September 6th. It's a Saturday night. Packages are available now. You can call ahead to our events office and get yourself a spot in our historic clubhouse. We are just so very excited to have people come on out for that event. We hosted it back in 2019. Thousands of people were here. Talk about the pools, Brian. The pools are huge because these are the best horses you've ever seen in your life. I believe last time our track record fell, which is unbelievable. If we can see somebody go over, quicker than 152 and one, we'll have a new track record here at Batavia Downs. So I'm looking forward to that. The harness racing media is going to be here. It's all eyes are on New York because it's one of the states that has harness racing. A lot of these states down south, they don't even have racing, period, let alone harness racing. Some states just have thoroughbred racing. So the number of states that have harness racing are not high in number. So you're talking about the best of the best are going to be bred and re-racing here in September. So, just make sure you're coming out for that race. Because like we're talking about with the date thing, there's nothing like coming to a track and having $2 on some horse and they come for home. Like I just was with you on air watching my three, who of course did not win. But that's okay because I had a little bit of excitement and I was really rooting for him and it was a lot of fun. And you could do the normal thing and do the restaurant thing, but we have the restaurants. We've got the gaming. We've got the hotel. We've got all kinds of events like this Bourbon Fest. I mean, we've got a whole host of wonderful events you can check out on BataviaConcerts.com to try to see what tickles your fancy, and maybe we'll get you in here for one of those great things.
If you haven't been in person for a horse race, and here you can get really close.
Right up on the rail. You're
100%
right.
And you can hear. I know when we had our old WGR nights and you were kind to take us actually down onto the track, and you hear and you hear the horses breathing and coming around and the clicking, and it's like this adrenaline rush. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It really is.
They're athletes, just like front row of any other event you might have. You guys, when you came for the WGR nights, you guys were fortunate enough to get your picture in the winner's circle.
That's right.
With the horse that won your race. Because I think I named a bunch of horses after different personalities.
You did.
At WGR. And I got to tell you, Brian, something that Mike DeGeorge and I were thinking about doing the other day, possibly sometime in August, is maybe doing something with these double wide sulkies. That's what people like to call them, chariots. They're not chariots, folks. They're called sulkies. Yeah. That's what goes behind these standardbred horses when they're racing on tracks like ours. And for training purposes, sometimes when you're training a new person or whatever else, they'll have a double wide sulky. Well, they also use the double wide sulkies for all kinds of celebrity races. Wouldn't it be fun if we got four or five WGR personalities out here and had them do a race with some of these, horses and some of these trainers and drivers, and maybe had, a little Brian Kozo versus Sal Capaccio versus Jeremy White versus Mike Strope. I think I'd paid money to see that. It'd be a lot of fun to maybe throw a little charity in there maybe to raise a little bit of money for some fine folks that might need it, and you got yourself a fantastic afternoon here at Batavia Downs.
Yeah, no, that sounds fun. But yeah, it is cool to be in person. And like you said, I mean, you can have $2 on it here, but when they come around and your horse is one of them, you're like, oh my God, this is so exciting. It really is cool to see him, in person. I've been to Churchill Downs. I have not been there for the Derby, but I've been there to watch. I was there on just a random day.
Sure.
And it was funny. My wife and I were in Louisville. We we actually took a tour of the Louisville Bat Factory.
Oh, I've been there. I've done
which,
that too.
Yeah,
awesome.
That is an awesome, awesome,
definitely
awesome
should
tour.
Do that if you're
and then we're like, oh, let's go over to Churchill Downs. She's like, let's just check out the gift shop. Let's see it, take a picture, whatever. And she's like, what's going on today? And the guy's like, oh, there's racing. She's like, today's the Derby. I'm like, no. But they race like, you know, like 360 days a year.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So you can go there. You know, going for the Derby obviously is the biggest day. But
right, they're racing right now, right there. Actually, they're racing right now. You can bet on Churchill Downs today.
Churchill Downs. But being there, even just on a random Saturday that we were in Louisville, super cool to check it out. But I was talking about it with Pat last segment. He gets to go to all these cool minor league ballparks.
Oh, that's awesome!
And
man. See
all the different venues. I am definitely a sucker for like wanting to see any sort of sports venue, stadium, arena, venue like that. So to go even to a horse track and all the different architecture, and some of these places have been around forever.
Yes.
And the history like that we're going to see at Saratoga today. Like if you're into that, these are cool places to go.
People forget, you know, you and I are both young men, Brian. We're not.
I agree.
Yeah, we're both young men. But for those that might be a little bit older, you'll remember a time where it was literally baseball, boxing, and horse racing. And that was it. I mean, people played football, you know, and people played hockey. And there was basketball. But those were the big three. And, you know, they've kind of, obviously, boxing and horse racing through whatever, you know, means have kind of fallen off in the American psyche or whatever. Baseball to some extent, too, one would argue. But, it's incredible to see, as you step back in history, they're doing an interview right now on the Saratoga Network and on Fox right now. And, you know, you've just got these red and yellow tents. Everybody's dressed to the nines. You know, it's a step back in time. And you will enjoy, if you come to Batavia Downs, even if you come on a random Wednesday, I would love for you to, you know, for our listeners here to come to the Night of Champions. I'd love for them to come on the night that we have our Kentucky Derby, what's called the Kane Memorial here at Batavia Downs. I would love you to come to that too. But even if you came on a random Wednesday, clip clop, you're hearing those horses run by you. You're enjoying a little bit of dining up in the clubhouse, sharing some laughs, and hoping your bet comes in. And it's just a great time, man. We're America's oldest lighted harness track. We're the oldest track for harness racing that has lights up. There's one that's older that's in New York State, but they don't run all the time and they don't have lights. So until then, we won't be the oldest.
Reminds me of this morning. We were at Bobolink for Tee to Green.
Yes, with the lights.
And they've had lights. They've been going since 1963.
With the lights?
With the lights.
I had no idea.
It was the original intent and the original design and everything was with the lights, and it's still one of the few in the entire country that still have lighted golf at night.
I played a place called Night Golf down in Cary, North Carolina with some friends, and oh my gosh, it was like 7 o'clock at night in the middle of summer. There was a gazillion people there, and you're thinking to yourself, you're like, at 7 o'clock at every other golf course, people are just getting ready to, like, leave the clubhouse for the night.
Right.
Or leave the dining area for the night. And this place is just making money hand over fist. So, something to be said for innovation, let me tell you.
That's right. All right. So, you can make your wager, BataviaBets.com. You can come in here to Batavia Downs or any of the Easy Bet locations. How do they know where their nearest Easy Bet location is?
You can go to WesternOTB.com/locations for location near you. And let me tell you something, Brian. We are very excited to let everyone know that we've got some approvals of some brand new Easy Bets that just opened up. I believe today will be their first Triple Crown Jewel race that they're going to be having out there in Rochester. So we've got a new bowling alley that came on board, as well as another nice local bar. If you are in the Buffalo area or up in Niagara County or down in Cattaraugus, or if you're listening on the app from any far-flung place here in New York State, still within our 17 municipalities, 15 counties, 2 cities, and you would like an Easy Bet, be sure to call Dina Payne here at Batavia Downs. They'll connect you to her, and she can give you the information on what you have to do. We will give you TVs. We will give you the hardware. We'll give you a bank. It runs just like the lottery that many bars will be accustomed to and have. But here's what is so great about the horse racing is there's so many days during the year where you're going to be able to get people to come on out and enjoy your place. You can then have a derby party where people are making wagers, and you as the Easy Bet owner of that bar, restaurant, bodega, you know, small, convenient, smart bowling alley, whatever it might have you, you're going to reap the benefits of somebody making a wager at your place because they're going to stick around longer. They're going to hopefully eat and drink while they're there. And if they win a whole bunch of money, you're going to get a little bit of a taste of that as well. So it's important to note that we are looking actively for Easy Bet bar owners, bowling alleys. There's a place called Bengo Express Mart. There's a place called Matt's News in Fredonia. Shout out Matt's News today. Dunkirk, Fredonia area. They they have like a, it's a convenience mart.
Yeah.
But they have a small section inside the convenience mart where they got a couple tables, four TVs, an easy bet, you know, a self-service terminal. And people can go in there all day long and bet on the horses and watch them. And, or they can bet and come back later and find out if they won or whatever it is. But it's another means to maybe make money for your business. So if you're interested, call Dina Payne here. We'll see if we can get you in. There's some restrictions and some other things we have to deal with because there are rules in New York State that we have to adhere to. But we'd love to maybe have some new easy bets in the Western New York area to hop on board this fun horse racing train we're on.
All right, very cool. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll bring you back 4:30 for your official picks.
Yes, and I will make sure I get my math correct. I did not at the last one. And I was this is a $30 bet. It was like a $20 bet. But the math checks out today.
Okay, we'll be ready.
All right, thanks.
Yep, Ryan will be with us here coming up in our third hour with his picks. All right, hope you enjoyed that horse-by-horse information gauntlet there from Ryan. All right, when we come back, hour three. We're here till 5. Bourbon and Whiskey Fest is about to get started here at 4:30. Again, if you want to come into Batavia Downs, you can get tickets and enjoy the fun. Speaking of fun, Paul Hamilton coming up next on the Stanley Cup Finals and the latest with the Sabres. I'm Brian Colziel, Joe Kelly producing back in Amherst. This is our Belmont Show live at Batavia Downs here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.